Number one. So, you like extreme sports, right?
Yes, I went bungee jumping last weekend, and I'm going to try skydiving the next one.
From what I hear, whitewater rafting is the most difficult one.
Well, that will have to wait.
Which sport is the man going to try next weekend? Number two. Excuse me, how can I get to the Splendid Hotel? Is it within walking distance?
No, it's pretty far. You'll have to take the number 32 bus or grab a cab.
I don't carry enough cash on me for a taxi.
In that case, the nearest bus stop is just around the corner.
How is the woman getting to the hotel? Number three.
I've got a dentist appointment downtown tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The streets are very busy this time of day. You'd better leave 1.5 hours earlier.
Which means I'll have to wake up at about 8 o'clock.
What time will the man leave his house? Number four. I'm off to the coffee machine. Shall I get you something?
Some coffee would be fine.
How do you take it?
2 sugars, no cream.
I thought you didn't take sugar.
Well, that was when I was on a diet.
How does the man want his coffee? Number five. Is it real hot outside?
Not too bad, but you should probably wear a hat and sunglasses.
I haven't got a hat, but I'll definitely put some suntan lotion on. What is the woman going to wear? Number six. I got a raise.
That's great. How much did you get?
$5 a day, so now I'm up to $13.
Wow, that's more than a 50% raise.
How much was the raise? Number seven. How come you're back from work so early?
John gave me a lift because buses were on strike.
Yeah, I know. I came home on foot too. How did the man go back home? Number eight.
Did you wash the saucepan that was on the kitchen table? I needed to cook dinner.
No, but I've done all the glasses and forks. I didn't know you needed the saucepan.
No problem. I'll do it in a flash.
What will the man wash? Number nine.
What's for dinner?
There's some leftover pizza in the fridge, but I can make some tomato soup if you like.
No thanks, I'm not in the mood for soup. Leftovers and some salad will be just fine.
What does the man not want to eat? Number 10. You should be in bed. When are you finishing your work?
I'll just be a minute. Then I'll take a shower and I'm off to bed. Would you do me a favor and put these clothes in the laundry basket?
What will the man do next? Number 11.
Did you hear that Alex was involved in a car accident?
Luckily, he got away with just a broken arm. It could have been much worse, like a broken leg or head injury. What happened to Alex? Number 12. How do you like the new exercise machines at the gym?
The rowing machine is okay and so is the treadmill, but what I like best is the sauna they've installed.
What does the man enjoy best at the gym? Number 13.
I like it, although I'm not sure I can figure out what the artist is trying to say.
At least it's much better than those ugly sculptures we saw outside in the lobby.
To tell you the truth, I would prefer to be watching a movie right now.
What are they talking about? Number 14.
Don't forget to put the camera in your suitcase.
Have already done so. Where's the guidebook?
In my suitcase. The only thing missing is the City Pass coupons.
What is not in the suitcase? Number 15.
It's a long flight. You better take your MP3 player with you, or maybe a crossword puzzle.
I've got the new Planet Earth magazine with a very interesting article on global warming in my bag. What is the woman going to do on the flight? Number 16.
Hurry up, we're going to be late.
I'll be right there. I'm making an urgent phone call. I had arranged to go shopping with Martha tomorrow, and I've got to cancel now that you've fixed a dentist's appointment. What is the woman doing? Number 17.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Eric Hart with another edition of Live Longer, the Healthy Living Program. With me today is Marilyn Hill, author of a book with vegetarian recipes. Marilyn, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure to be here. What could be the cover of Marilyn's book? Number 18. What was your boss's reaction to your proposal?
I can't say she was enthusiastic about it, but she said she'd think about it.
That's progress. At least she didn't get furious like the last time. How did the man's boss feel? Number 19.
Who are those people in the corner?
The one in the plain shirt and tie is Karen's brother, and the one in the striped shirt is her cousin. Who is Karen's cousin? Number 20. Who ordered the milkshake?
That's mine, Katie.
And the ice cream's mine, so the cake's Sandy's, I guess. What did Katie order? Number 21. What's wrong? You don't look very well.
Yeah, I've been sneezing and I've got a runny nose.
Is it your allergy again?
Probably not. I must be coming down with a cold. The good thing is I haven't got a fever. Not yet, at least.
Which symptom has the man not got? Number 22. Why don't we go to the mall this afternoon?
I'm a bit hard up for cash at the moment. Plus, I'd really prefer something more creative. How about the art gallery?
Sounds great, and we can always go for a coffee later. Where will they go first? Number 23. Are you planning to take up any sports this year?
Don't know yet. Hockey might be an option. I'm not into individual sports like jogging or cycling.
Which sport would be suitable for the man? Number 24. I can't believe it. So stupid of me.
What happened?
I was reversing in the driveway and ran into the garage wall. It's a miracle I didn't break my rear lights, but I got this dent on the boot. What happened to her car? Number 25.
I bet you can't wait for your trip to Vienna.
Yeah, I'm already done packing.
What's the weather going to be like in Austria?
There's going to be heavy rain and definitely snow.
You'd better dress heavily then.
What knitting she take with her to Vienna?